Rusty Quill presents.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Keep listening. Okay, Steve. Okay. Whatever you want. Here it is. Number 3. I feel bad listening to these without John. Maybe I should ask him if he minds. Oh, shit. I forgot he was at work and didn't want me to talk to him. Please ignore the call. It was a booty call. Send. Fuck. Ignore that one, too. I meant butt dial. Send. Fucking idiot. God, I'm so fucking stupid. I don't want to make him any madder or more annoyed at me or whatever by going forward with these tapes. Damn it. Maybe I can just go back and listen to the ones I've already listened to. Maybe I missed something. Alright. Tape number 1, take 2. Let me grab a notebook and a pen. I'll be right back. Ringo, watch the tape. Notebook acquired. What? What the fuck happened? Ringo, you were supposed to watch this. Ringo, how the hell did this happen? The tape is coming out of the bottom. Damn it. I don't even know if this is something that can be fixed. Can I just, like, shove it all back in there, maybe? Wait, there's this thing here. It's like a little wheel with teeth. That's a stupid way to describe it. I'm sorry, I just don't know the word. I think I can just, like, spool it in. Okay. I think that did it. All the tape is inside, at least. Okay, so let's give it a shot.
It takes a lot of strength to get over your pride and choose to go to therapy. Now, please. You can start whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hello, I'm Nathan. Where do I even begin?
Well, first off, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Wait a second. No, never mind. That couldn't happen.
Oh, okay. I'm Nathan.
Yes, you've mentioned that.
Of course. Sorry about that, I'm not really sure how to do this.
Well, Nathan, you are already doing it. The only thing you have to do is talk. Tell me anything and everything that you want. Anything that you feel would be beneficial to let out. I'm here to listen. Tell me your story.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll try to do that. This is just hard for me. I never really talked about any of this before.
You're doing fine. Please, go on.
Well, I was born and raised in Bangor, Maine. I had basically your typical childhood. Hardworking father, stay-at-home mother. I was even a Boy Scout.
Go on.
Something happened. Something really bad. I need to know that this is a safe place.
Of course it is. Therapy is meant to be a safe space. Anything you mention in here will be kept between you, me, and them.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. What was that?
I said anything you mention in here will be kept between us. And remember, this is only our first session. If you are uncomfortable in any way, you don't have to continue.
No, it's okay. I am okay. Like I mentioned earlier, my dad was an extremely hard worker. On any given day, he'd work anywhere from 10 to 15 hours. Immediately before what happened, both he and my mom were gone basically from early in the morning until late at night. I think she had a part-time job or something. They never actually told me where she was going every day. They were gone for so long every day that they ended up getting me a babysitter.
Go on.
He had this way about him. I can't even really explain it, but he was just so persuasive.
How so?
So growing up, I was always a well-behaved kid. I was in bed by 8 o'clock most nights, straight A's in school. But no matter what I did, I never seemed good enough for my parents. They were always so strict with me. They never, like, hit me or anything. But there was just this constant pressure to do better. Whatever that means when you're a 12-year-old kid. Well, I didn't have many people that I could talk to about all the pressure. So I would turn to my babysitter and vent hell can't I remember his name?
Please, go on.
What do you want to do about it? That's the first thing you said to me after I vented about my parents. I was just a kid. I wanted it to stop. I didn't understand that my parents just wanted the best for me. I wanted all of the pressure to stop.
And what did you say to him?
I said exactly that. I wanted it to stop. I remember he got this intense and focused look on his face. He just looked at me and said, "Then stop it." I didn't know what he meant by that, but I do know after that, things began to change around the house. I wasn't in bed by 8 anymore. I was lucky to get a few hours of sleep every night. I'd close my eyes at night and try to sleep, but every time I was about to drift off into sleep, a never-ending loop of stop it, stop it, stop it would play in my head. And then my grades began to plummet, from A's and the occasional B to low C's and D's. Again, it was the same thing. I would sit down to study or do homework, and all I would hear is, "Stop it. Stop it. Stop it." I wanted to study. I wanted to sleep, but something was stopping me. His words in my head were stopping me.
Interesting. And how did that make you feel?
Not great. I tried telling my parents what was going on, but it wasn't me. I didn't want to disappoint them. I wasn't choosing to be like this. But they didn't believe me. They wouldn't listen to me. And I was just 12. When you're that age, nothing feels worse than feeling like what you're saying is being ignored.
What the fuck is this? I think I messed up. Did I put the wrong tape in by mistake? I must have. No. This is definitely tape one. What the fuck? What the fuck? Fuck his job. Come on, John, answer the damn phone.
Hi, you've reached John.
Oh, fuck.
If I didn't answer, it's because I'm most likely working. Please leave a message. Thanks.
Hey, John. It's Nate. Hope you're having a great day at work. Oh, me? How am I doing? Honestly, not great. I'm kind of freaking the fuck out. I decided to go back and listen to one of the tapes that we already listened to. I popped in tape one, and the whole thing is just completely different. And before you ask, yes, I'm absolutely positive that I did play the right tape. It's definitely tape number one. It started out virtually identical to when we listened to it earlier. But after a certain point, it began to deviate. And something seems so off about the therapist, I just can't seem to place it. Maybe it's just the accent or something. I don't know. Just please, give me a call whenever you can. I'm not trying to annoy you or piss you off, I just... Please. I need someone. Okay. Bye.
This went on for weeks. Maybe months. It was torture. All I wanted to do was sleep. But I couldn't. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it! It got to the point where I was basically a walking zombie. I was too tired to even respond to my teachers when they would call me in class. They were starting to get concerned. They even went so far as to call CPS to do a wellness check in my house. They assumed I was either being neglected or abused at home. My dad wasn't happy about that. He wasn't happy about that at all.
And what happened after that?
He grounded me. He didn't even mention how long. I think it was just supposed to be indefinite. Until I could turn my grades around and go back to being the well-behaved kid that I was. But I never got to that point.
What do you mean by that?
The babysitter. He made sure that grounding wouldn't stick. Or technically I did, I guess. One night he could see that I was upset, and I made the mistake of venting to him, explaining how upset I was about my parents. I was so mad they wouldn't listen to me, that they ignored everything that I say, that they don't believe me. I never should have said anything to him.
And what did he say?
Stop them.